dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Back on the air here on a Friday, and we bring you high school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and in-season tournaments here at Valley Falls. We got a doubleheader for you tonight featuring four teams out of the Northeast Kansas League. Glad to be a part of your Friday mid to late afternoon. Jackson Heights and Horton, the first matchup here in just a matter of minutes. Following that will be the host Valley Falls Dragons and the Atchison County Tigers. Again, good evening from Valley Falls. Brandon Tamman alongside Kurt Kilman, our studio producer, getting you set for this doubleheader of high school softball here on KNCA. Well, we got Jackson Heights and Horton, our first matchup of the night, and let's get you the lineup cards here for both of these teams, as the Horton Chargers, under their head coach Zach Mendez, will be the away team on the scoreboard. So let's get you the Chargers lineup as they come in with a record of 2-8 on the season. Cheyenne Hutchinson, the sophomore center fielder, will lead things off. Batting second will be Layla Pamami, the sophomore left fielder. Bobby Becker bats third. She is a sophomore pitcher. In the cleanup spot is junior shortstop JoJo Switch. Batting fifth, Allie Wilson, the sophomore third baseman. Batting sixth, Kirsten Smith, the freshman right fielder. Haley Bunk, the junior second baseman, will bat seventh. Her younger sister, Chloe Bunk, the freshman, and catching will bat eighth. Elena Switch, the sophomore DP, bats ninth. And Mikkel Grant, the first baseman in the flex position, rounding things out in the order, playing again first baseman on the defensive side. So again, for the 2-8 Horton Chargers, it's Hutchinson in center, Pamami in left, Becker pitching, Switch at short, Wilson at third, Smith in right, Haley Bunk at second, Chloe Bunk catching, and Switch is the DP. The home team on the scoreboard, the Jackson Heights Cobras, a record of 3-5 on the year under first-year head coach Journey Jones. Layla Cochran will be inside the circle. Junior pitcher batting first. Maddie Bacon, the junior first baseman, will bat second. Batting third is Taylor Bosley, the senior shortstop. In the cleanup spot is sophomore third baseman Jennifer Mellies. Batting fifth is the junior catcher Gracie Kausert. Batting sixth, McKinley Mulroy. She is a senior second baseman. Nevaeh Anderson, a freshman center fielder, she'll bat seventh. Marley Nicholson is a freshman right fielder. She will bat eighth. And Alexa Rash, a freshman left fielder, bats ninth, rounding out the Cobras order here today. So again, Cochran pitching, Bacon at first, Bosley at short, Mellies at third, Kausert catching, Mulroy at second, Anderson in center, Nicholson in right, and Rash is in left. In a beautiful afternoon here in Valley Falls, a light breeze and 62 degrees as we get set to rock and roll. First of two softball games here tonight. Again, a little bit out of sorts. Normally we go Monday, Thursday with our broadcast of the baseball softball schedule, but it's in-season tournament starting today with these two matchups, and then they're going to play four more matchups tomorrow between the teams in this field. So again, it is Jackson Heights and Horton to kick things off, Valley Falls and Atchison County about 20 minutes after this first game concludes. Well, we're getting our final warm-up tosses here, so moments away from the first pitch. Again, Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, excited to be a part of your Friday mid-afternoon here on KNZA. The Cobras, again, the home team, so out here defensively. And Horton will lead things off here. Their top three in the order with Hutchinson, Pamami, and Becker, and then Switch if one of those three are able to get on. Again, we mentioned Jackson Heights, a record of 3-5. These two teams played on Monday, so just a few days ago, and it was Jackson Heights getting the sweep in that doubleheader. Pretty dominant for the Cobras on Monday against the Chargers. 10-0 and 16-1 were those final scores. So the sophomore center fielder, Cheyenne Hutchinson, will bat from the right side, steps into the batter's box in the first of two games, getting set here to get underway. Cochran inside the circle, her right-handed pitch catches the outside corner for strike number one, and we are underway. And a beautiful afternoon here in Valley Falls, just a very light breeze. Cochran delivers an 0-1 and a swing and a miss. And the sophomore Cheyenne Hutchinson quickly falls behind, no balls and two strikes. Now, Horton's only two wins against Meredithine Valley back on March 31st. Cochran's 0-2 just fouled away back into the screen, and it stays no balls, two strikes. It's a Horton team right now averaging just 4.1 points, or I should say runs, per game. They allow 13 runs a game on the other side. Hutchinson puts the back above the shoulder and watches one roll into the dirt for ball one. One ball, two strikes. First batter of the game. Cobras defensively, Melly's at third, Bosley at short, Mulroy at second, Bacon at first, Kouser at the catcher, Rash at left, Anderson in center, Nicholson is in right with Cochran inside the circle. This one is hit to the right side and foul and just drops in between the first baseman and the right fielder, so a good battle here. Still one ball and two strikes. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat for Hutchinson. When it's one ball, two strikes. Cochran sets, right on right matchup, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hutchinson for out number one. So it took six pitches, but Hutchinson goes down swinging for the first out of the game, and that brings up the sophomore left fielder, Layla Pamami. 30th plate appearance and a .462 average for Pamami this season, and a swing and a miss at a fastball there for strike number one. With flags in center field resting south. Not much of a breeze as of right now. Very calm afternoon. This one's popped in, fouled out of play next to the spectators, and quickly no balls and two strikes. Well, we mentioned the runs per game for the Chargers right now, 10 games in, at just 4.1. And an 0-2, swing and a miss, and it curved outside the zone, and Pamami just swung right through that one. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Cochran. She has thrown nine pitches through the first two at-bats. Now that brings up the sophomore pitcher, Bobby Becker. Becker, a .292 average, seven hits. Six of those seven hits have been singles. Watches a knee-high fastball get over the plate there for strike number one. And it's no balls and one strike. So Cochran doing a good job getting in front of the hitters here at the top of the order. 0-1. Just fouled back into the screen, and now it's no balls and two strikes. So Cochran a chance here to strike out the side in the first. Cobras looking for their fourth win of the season. Chargers looking for their third win of the season. About the halfway point here in this in-season tournament at Valley Falls, day one of two. Swing and a miss, and down goes Becker. So a good job by Cochran. She strikes out the side here in the top of the first inning. No score here in Valley Falls, and the Cobras up to bat right after this here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Valley Falls on this Friday afternoon. Absolutely beautiful early spring day. Got two softball matchups here on KNCA at the Valley Falls in-season tournament. Horton Chargers went down in order. Actually, Cochran struck out the side in the top of the first. So now Jackson Heights will have Cochran, Bacon, and Bosley to lead off here in the bottom of the first inning against Bobby Becker inside the circle for the Horton Chargers. Jackson Heights, three wins, five losses. These two teams have already played on Monday. Got their doubleheader outs in the regular season, and the Cobras dominated with 10-0 and 16-1 victories. Second game of our double dip will be Valley Falls and Atchison County. Becker gets her last few warm-up pitches. This is a Jackson Heights offense right now. scoring 7.8 runs per game under first-year head coach Journey Jones. So here's Layla Cochran, the junior pitcher, stepping in from the left side against Bobby Becker inside the circle for the Chargers. Bottom of the first inning, no score. And the first pitch in the bottom half of this inning is high for ball one. Cochran, a .438 average coming in. Becker, a 1-0 delivery on the way. That one just faded away outside. Two balls and no strikes. So, again, the four teams in this tournament will play four games tomorrow here in Valley Falls. And there's a pitch called strike, and it's two balls and one strike here to Cochran. Blue jersey tops, black pants for the Chargers, green tops, gray pants for the home team Cobras. 2-1 is outside, three balls, one strike. When the breeze is there, it's blowing in from center field. But again, not much of a breeze here today, and that pitch is high, ball four. So a leadoff walk for Layla Cochran, and she takes first base with nobody out. That brings up the junior first baseman in Maddie Bacon. Bacon batting .353 and steps in from the right side. Runner at first, nobody out. No score, bottom one. First pitch tails away outside. Stolen base attempt, throw down a little bit late. And Cochran gets to second base with the steal. So just like that, the Cobras, a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And the count, one ball, no strikes here on Bacon. Here's Becker's 1-0. Over the plate, but high. Now two balls and no strikes. Bacon wears jersey number 5. Pretty straight up with her stance from the right side. Becker behind it, 2-0. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. Two balls and one strike. Becker about to throw her 9th pitch here in the early going. Looking for the first out here in the bottom half of inning number 1. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second base. And the pitch. Right in there on the inside corner called strike, and it's 2-2. Taylor Bosley on deck. Jennifer Mellies in the hole for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Becker at 2-2 count. Sets and deals. And a high pop-up, shallow right center field, and coming in to make the catch is Smith. And tagging to third is Cochran. She gets there safely, a productive at-bat for Bacon. But Becker gets the first out of the inning. So Cochran now at third base, one out. Here's Bosley, a .429 average. Chance to bring home the first run of the game. First pitch in the dirt for ball number one. Gets stopped by Chloe Bunk, the catcher. One ball, no strikes. Becker's pitch is hit out towards center field. This is playable for Hutchinson at the fence, and she drops it. So that's going to bring in the runner from third to give the Cobras a 1-0 lead, and Bosley gets all the way to third base. Now, simply just dropped in front of the fence by Hutchinson, the center fielder, and the Cobras take an early 1-0 lead. That brings up the sophomore, Jennifer Mellies. And she's going to ground this one to the right side. Haley Bunk at second to first for the out, but the run is in, and Bosley scores. And a 2-0 lead here for the Cobras. So a productive at-bat for Mellies. On the RBI ground out to second. So here's Kouser with two outs and nobody on, and she takes a pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Becker trying to get out of the inning. No more harm done. The 0-1 is high. One ball, one strike. Kouser, the catcher. She is a junior. And right now hitting .611. Bats from the left side. Becker, the righty, delivers. Just a touch outside. Two balls and one strike. to be the 15th pitch of the inning for Becker. 2-0 Cobras here in the home first. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Check swing. And it's 3-1 with McKinley Mulroy on deck. So a walk, an error, and a ground out. Three of the first four at bats, producing two runs here. That next pitch is outside, ball four. So a two-out walk puts Kautzer at first. That brings up Mulroy. McKinley Mulroy, second baseman. A 3.68 average. Runner at first, two down. Cobras out to a 2-0 lead. First pitch high for ball number one. One ball, no strikes. Becker's pitch is popped up left side in the infield. Wilson at third steps in front to make the catch to retire the side. So a couple of walks, an error, and an RBI ground out, and the Cobras have a 2-0 lead. We have played one, and back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA continues here from Valley Falls. First of two games here tonight on KNZA. Horton and Jackson Heights going to the top of the second inning. Cobras getting two runs on no hits. An error, and they left one on base in that home first inning, and now the Chargers up for a second time after Layla Cochran struck out the side on just 12 pitches in that first inning. JoJo Switch, Allie Wilson, Kirsten Smith. Middle third of the Charger order, and here we go. Second inning, as Cochran steps in, sets, and delivers. And it's high and outside for ball number one to JoJo Switch. And for JoJo, plate appearance number 28, and she's been very good. 590 average, takes one low and inside, and it's 2-0, no strikes. Valley Falls, Atchison County in game number two. And the 2-0 is outside, and Switch has the advantage, 3-0 and no strikes. Horton looking for their first base runner of the afternoon. Trailing 2-0 here early in the second, and that pitch is outside. A four-pitch walk and Switch at first base to lead off the second. That'll bring up the sophomore third baseman, Allie Wilson. Wilson bats from the right side. Cochran now working with the first base runner. Here's a throw down to first after that pitch. Missed the zone. 1-0, no strikes. Switch at first, nobody out. 2-0 Cobras here in the second inning. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. And it's 1-1. And the Cobras got their two runs on no hits in that first inning. There's one right down the middle, taken all the way, called strike. And it's 1-2 here on Allie Wilson. A leadoff walk to Switch has her at first base. 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one in the dirt. Good stop, though, by Kautzert to keep it in front. And we're even Stevens at 2-2. And a 2-2. Popped up and out of play. And it stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the class of the league in softball in the NEKL is McLouth, the 2-time defending 2-1A champs. And they're off to a fantastic start once again. That next pitch just barely missed outside. The count on Wilson here now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And certainly McLouth, the heavy favorite in the class once again. That pitch is low, ball 4. So a good at bat there for Wilson. And back-to-back walks issued by Cochran here to begin the second inning. Holds the right hand at the hip and has to settle in as Chargers have 2 on and nobody out. The first pitch here to Kirsten Smith is taken low and inside for ball 1. So after striking out the side in the first, Cochran issuing back-to-back walks here in the second. A 1-0 count here on Smith, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Cochran. A 2-0 Jackson Heights lead early in this game. Here's the pitch. Hit foul down the right field line and just over the fence. And it's now 1 ball, 2 strikes. The next pitch by Cochran will be number 27 of the game. Here's the pitch. And it's in there. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. All 4 outs recorded have been via the strikeout. And that's a big first out there for Cochran and Jackson Heights. And that brings up the junior second baseman, Haley Bunk. And the first pitch to her is high and outside for ball 1. Switch the runner at second. Wilson the runner at first. After back-to-back walks. And Smith just sat down looking on strikes. That one's in there to Bunk for a called strike. Now 1 ball, 1 strike. Younger sister Chloe Bunk on deck as the Chargers try to get on the board and cut into this 2-0 hole. Another good pitch catching the outside corner. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, Cochran doing a good job here, at least in these last 2 at-bats, keeping that knee-high fastball on the corners and not over the middle of the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and now a throw down to first. Not in time, trying to get the double up there. But another strikeout as Bunk is down swinging. So after back-to-back walks, back-to-back strikeouts, and that brings up the freshman catcher and Chloe Bunk. Still 2 on, now 2 out. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch again by Cochran. 0 balls, 1 strike. So battling back very well is Layla Cochran inside the circle. Trying to get out of it with no harm done. Next pitch low and inside. Scrape the dirt up, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, Bunk trying to put something out there with 2 outs. Trying to get her team on the board. Offense has been hard to come by here over the last couple of weeks. And that next pitch in the dirt, now 2 balls, 1 strike. Runner at second, JoJo Switch. Runner at first, Allie Wilson. Cochran takes a look at the left armband. Now settles in, kicks and deals. And a swing and a miss. And it's evened up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now a chance to strike out the side for a second consecutive inning after issuing back-to-back walks to begin this frame. Right down Broadway, strike 3 called. And just like that, 3 consecutive strikeouts after 2 straight walks to begin the inning. Cochran gets out of the jam. A 2-0 Jackson Heights lead. We head to the home second right after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue?
If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Temin here from Valley Falls. First of two games here this afternoon into the early evening. The Valley Falls in-season softball tournament. Jackson Heights 2 and Horton nothing as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Bottom third of the Cobras order here. We're starting with Nevaeh Anderson, followed by Marley Nicholson, and also Alexa Rash. Going against Bobby Becker inside the circle for the Chargers. In the two runs in the bottom of the first on no hits. A walk in air, productive ground out. So the Cobras still looking for their first hit of the game, and the first pitch to Anderson, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Becker threw 16 pitches in that first inning. Pitch 17, a swing and a miss. The 0-1, a little bit outside, and one ball, one strike. A freshman, Nevaeh Anderson, a 357 average. Very productive here in the early going, and one well out of the zone, and a swing and a miss, and shaking her head back at the dugout there. And it's one ball, two strikes. When I say well out the strike zone, it was well out the strike zone. 1-2 by Becker. Right down the middle, taken all the way for strike three. First strikeout of the day for Becker and the first out here in the bottom of the second. So Anderson swung at strike two, which would have been a clear ball, and she watched strike three go right down the middle. Here's a slow roller to the right side. Is it picked up in fair territory? It is. And then the tag made by Grant at first. And just like that, one pitch for out number two. Little ground out to first. So Becker a chance for a quick inning. Here is the freshman left fielder, Alexa Rash. That first pitch skips in there for ball one. Oh, Jackson Heights just two subs on the card and game number one here. And next pitch low, two balls, no strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the Cobras have a 2-0 lead. Becker trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and now two balls, one strike. Still looking for our first hit of the game for either side. That one taken for a called strike on the inside corner, and from 2-0, it goes even to 2-2. Number 9 in the order, Alexa Rash, freshman left fielder, now has to protect at 2-2. Becker trying to go 1-2-3. The 2-2, right down the middle again, called strike 3. So 3 up and 3 down for Becker in the bottom of the second inning. Two innings in the books here in Valley Falls, Cobras 2 and the Chargers nothing.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Estate.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Softball doubleheader here on KNZA. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman here in Valley Falls. Second game of our double dip will be Valley Falls and Atchison County. But right now to the third inning we go. Jackson Heights 2 and Horton nothing. And Layla Cochran back inside the circle. She has struck out the side in each of the first two innings. She gave up back-to-back walks in the second, but then struck out the next three, and it struck out six here in the early going. Cochran's first pitch to number nine in the order. Elena Switch has taken high and outside for ball number one. So the third inning is underway. Cochran sets to Elena Switch and deals. And a late swing, and she fouls it away over the fence, and it's one ball, one strike. Now, Elena Switch, the sophomore DP today, has not played a lot, just her third plate appearance of the season. She fouls this one away off the mask of the catcher in Calcert, and Switch is down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Next pitch for Cochran will be number 40. As we are in, just getting going, top of inning number three. The 1-2 on the way. Just a slow roller left side. Mellies has plenty of time to get the throw to first. To Bacon to record the out. So the first non-strikeout recorded by Cochran. And one up and one down here in the third. So back to the top of the order. And Cheyenne Hutchinson struck out swinging on four pitches in her first at bat. She pops this one up, and that'll play foul. And it's no balls and one strike. Very comfortable afternoon. It is certainly a spring kind of day. No balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. Here is a hard shot and into left field for a base hit. And Hutchinson, the sophomore, rounding and takes a deep round. Pass first, but goes back. In our first hit of the game, it is a one-out single by Hutchinson. So she is at first base with one out, and that brings up Layla Pamami. Strikeout victim, her first time up. Chargers second consecutive inning with a base runner, and now first pitch to Pamami is taken low and inside for ball one. A 2-0 Jackson Heights lead, scoring both runs in the first, but they did not get a hit en route to those two runs. Another late swing, and this one's fouled off the fence. And Pamami has even the count, one ball, one strike. Cochran takes a look at the band on her left forearm, settles in with a runner at first. Ground ball right back. They go to second and not in time, and everyone's going to be safe. And then the throw gets away. The hesitation on the grounder by Cochran. Boy, if she would have gone to second right away, could have been a chance at a DP, but the hesitation and the speed by Hutchinson got there. And now the Chargers have two on and one out. A grounder right back to Cochran inside the circle. A little hesitation there allowed Hutchinson to beat the throw. So now Becker steps in and takes one at knee high on the outside corner for a called strike number one. So Hutchinson at second, Pamami at first. One out for Becker. Chargers trying to get their first run of the game, and there's a good off-speed pitch where Becker was way out in front. A swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Cochran had to work around a couple of walks in the second inning. Now has to work around a couple of base runners here in the third. And there is a called strike three on the inside corner. It was an off-speed pitch. Just been in there. So a big second out. And now it's up to JoJo Switch. Runner at second, Hutchinson. Pamami, the runner at first. Two outs now. Here in the third, Cobra's a 2-0 lead. There's a good swing, but a miss there by Switch, and it's no balls, one strike. Now the throw gets away from Cochran, and now there's a pickle between first and second. Nobody's covering, and now everyone is safe again. So Hutchinson moves up to third on the throw that gets away. Now a base hit could tie the game. Pitch to Switch. And the check swing is called, and it's 0-2. Big spot early on in this game here in the top of the third. Runners at second and third. Here's an 0-2. Got it on the outside corner. Call strike three. Situational pitching at its absolute best for Layla Cochran. So she works out of another jam. And we head to the bottom of the third inning with Jackson Heights leading Horton 2-0.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here this afternoon. Kirk Hillman doing the Lord's work as always in studio. Brandon Tamman doing the light work here in Valley Falls. First of two games tonight here on our network. A 2-0 Jackson Heights lead as they come up to bat here in the bottom of the third. And Becker's first pitch to Layla Cochran is fouled away for strike number one. So the top of the order here in the bottom of the third with Cochran, Bacon, and Bosley. Cochran walked in her first at bat, stole second base, and came around to score the first run of the game. Now she hacks at this one and fouls it away, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Cochran, again, has been very good inside the circle and been productive and top of the order here with her first at bat today. Now she watches this one a little bit high. One ball, two strikes. And Becker sets and deals to the lefty Cochran off speed and missing high. And from 0-2 to even Stevens at two balls and two strikes. Now Becker has thrown less pitches than Cochran, although Cochran is thrown an extra innings worth of work, so that could change depending on what the Cobras do here as the next pitch sails outside and it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Again, this is a Chargers team looking for their first win against the Northeast Kansas League opponents, and that is a great at bat for Cochran. She works a walk. Next pitch was outside. So she gets down 0-2 and then four consecutive pitches outside the zone. And Cochran's at first with nobody out for Maddie Bacon. She flew out to shallow right center field her first time up. And the first pitch to Bacon is a little bit inside for ball one. A 2-0 Jackson Heights lead, yet they do not have a hit to this point. She'll show bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. See if she keeps that mindset with a potential bunt to try to get Cochran over into scoring position. Becker sets the right versus right matchup here and delivers. This is it well out to right field. Backing up is Smith to make the catch. Good defensive play there. Gets it back into the infield quickly. And after a fly out to shallow right center, her first time up, Bacon lines out to deep right in her second at bat for out number one here in the bottom of the third. So one out, Cochran at first. Here is Taylor Bosley, who reached third base on an error by the center fielder, Hutchinson, in her first at bat. Hit it out near the warning track, but Hutchinson just dropped the fly ball, and Bosley's speed got her all the way to third. Watching the first pitch, missed the zone, one ball, no strikes. And this one is fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Bottom three, 2-0 Jackson Heights. Boy, a check swing, and the off-speed pitch gets away, and that allows Cochran to take second base without a throw. That will be a pass ball. It just popped out of the mitt of the catcher and bunk. Now a base hit could add to the lead. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch by Becker. Swing and a miss. Got it with the high cheese. Two balls and two strikes. Jennifer Melly's on deck here for the Cobras. A record of 3-5 on the season so far. These two teams played their doubleheader on Monday with two big wins for Jackson Heights, now playing in this in-season tournament at Valley Falls. This one is lifted very high in the air, left side of the infield in foul territory, and it's going to hit the dirt. It's an opportunity there for Wilson to make the catch. Might have lost it in the sun. But Bosley fortunate to get another opportunity as that one just drops foul. So Cochran at second base. With one out, Cobras again a 2-0 advantage here in the bottom of the third. As Becker sets and deals, swing and a miss, and down it goes Bosley. That's a big out number two. Third strikeout for Becker. And now we'll bring up Jennifer Mellies, the opportunity to get this run in from second. First pitch to Mellies, swing and a miss. Or strike number one, she grounded out to second base. But drove in a run with that grounder and that two-run first inning. We have not seen any more runs since then. Cobras 2, Chargers nothing. Next pitch in the dirt, gets away to the backstop, and taking third is Cochran. That one will be a wild pitch. So one ball, one strike here on Mellies. Cochran at third base with two outs. Here in the bottom of the third, Kausert is up next if Mellies can do something here. Check swing there on a high fastball, and Mellies just held it up enough. And it's two balls and one strike. Next pitch will be number 44 for Becker so far. Can Mellies come through with a base hit? The 2-1 outside. Chloe Bunk, good slide to the right there to keep it in front. But the hitter count here, 3-1. Not a ton of room between home plate and the backstop here. 3-1 pitch coming up here by Becker. Swing and a miss. And the count runs full, 3-2. 3-2. Runner at third base, 2 down here in the bottom of the third. Jackson Heights a 2-0 lead and trying to add. Becker sets and deals. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. So back-to-back strikeouts for Becker, and she gets out of another jam. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Valley Falls. Cobras still lead it 2-0.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. For peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the fourth inning, here on KNCA, Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for hanging with us here on a beautiful Friday afternoon in Valley Falls. Valley Falls hosting a in-season tournament. Jackson Heights Horton here competing right now. The Cobras leading 2-0, and then we'll have game number two as well on the air with Valley Falls and Atchison County. Right now, Layla Cochran back inside the circle. Her team holding a 2-0 lead. She has struck out 8 already. But the Chargers have the lone hit of the game so far. So that's high school softball for you. Cochran sets. Here's Allie Wilson. And she hits this well, but it's going to be foul over the fence down the right field line. And pitch number 49 for Cochran is fouled away for strike number 1. Kirsten Smith and Haley Bunk also due up here for the Chargers in the top of the 4th. The 0-1 to Wilson. That one is taken for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Defensively, nothing has changed for the Cobras. Kouser at the catcher, Melly's at third, Bosley at short, Mulroy at second, Bacon at first. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Beautiful change up there. And Wilson swinging over the top of it, and there's the first out here in the 4th. 9 strikeouts for Layla Cochran. That'll bring up Kirsten Smith, the freshman right fielder. First pitch to her. In this AB is grounded to the shortstop side. Bosley fields, fires, in time for the out. Nice defensive play by Bosley. So Smith down with the ground out to shortstop. And 2 up, 2 down here in the top of the 4th. Here's the junior second baseman and Haley Bunk. Batting from the right side, fairly straight up, slight bend to the knees. And the first pitch is laced foul down the right field line, and it's 0-1. Struck out her first time up. I mentioned the Cobras infield defensively. Forgot about the outfield. Rash in left, Anderson in center, Nicholson in right. The 0-1 is high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Nobody on and 2 down here in the top of the 4th. Cobras scored 2 in the 1st. We have had goose eggs since. Here's the 1-1. Good pitch that catches the outside corner off speed variety, and it's 1-2. Third matchup already between these two. These two teams played on Monday. Jackson Heights getting a big sweep. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Bunk for a second time swinging. 3 up, 3 down here in the top of the 4th. 10 strikeouts now. For Layla Cochran, the Cobras have a 2-0 lead. We go to the home 4th here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Angie with Brown Atchison Electric. Did you know that as a member of Brown Atchison, you are also an owner? Any profits made by the cooperative are eventually returned. These capital credits are part of the cooperative advantage enjoyed by our members. Brown Atchison Electric is member-owned and member-driven. We exist to serve you safely, reliably, and affordably. You can help us be even more affordable and maybe even win a bill credit. Please contact our office and be a part of the Visa Peak program this summer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA continues. Absolutely gorgeous spring afternoon here in Valley Falls. Again, the first of two games here, cruising along. Jackson Heights 2 and Horton nothing. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jackson Heights looking for win number 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the order against Bobby Becker for the Chargers inside the circle. Kouser, Mulroy, and Anderson. Bobby Becker about to throw pitch number 45 in her outing here today. And to start the bottom of the fourth, this is hit well, opposite field, down the left field line, and this ball's going to drop there right in front of the 200 sign. And Kouser rounds second. She's looking for a triple. Throw is in time for the out. Trying to stretch a double into a triple, and Kouser is gunned down from deep left field. That is a big first out in the inning. So Pamami threw it into Switch, the cutoff man, in shallow left, who made the throw to Wilson to third. So one out in the inning. And the first pitch to McKinley Mulroy is high for ball one. That is a big play by the Horton Charger defense. Now it's probably 5 feet away from clearing the fence for a home run. Hit to the opposite field and maybe 2 feet inside the foul line. There's a swing and a miss by Mulroy, and she is now evened up at one ball, one strike. Mulroy popped out to third in her first at bat to end the bottom of the first. Still 2-0. Neither team has scored since that first inning. That next pitch runs inside, 2 balls, 1 strike. So again, Kouser will be credited with a double, but again thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. That is Jackson Heights' first hit of the game. Next pitch high, 3 balls, 1 strike. Anderson will follow here in this home fourth. As Horton is hanging tough here in the early going to the halfway point of this game. And that one is outside, ball 4 on a 3-1 pitch. It missed outside. And a one-out walk to Mulroy. Here's Nevaeh Anderson, freshman center fielder. Struck out her first time up. Now as a runner at first and one down here in the home fourth. Takes pitch low and inside for ball number 1. So both teams to this point just one hit in the game. Next pitch by Becker is high and taken off from the jump was Mulroy, and she'll steal second base. Second stolen base of the game for Jackson Heights. She's into scoring position with one out, and the count's in favor of Anderson here at 2-0. Becker's set. She'll show bunt, pulls it back, and it's low and inside for ball 3. So again, Kouser trying to stretch a double into a triple to begin the inning, was thrown out at third. Mulroy followed with a walk and a steal, and now Anderson ahead 3-0, and she swings at the 3-0 and fouls it away. And now 3 balls, 1 strike. She still has the advantage. 2-0 Jackson Heights. Both pitchers have been solid. Becker again trying to work out of a little bit of a pickle here. This one is laced up the middle into center field for a base hit. And the freshman Anderson comes through with an RBI single. That gives Jackson Heights their first run since the first. And now a 3-0 Jackson Heights lead. That was laced up the middle. So Anderson at first. Now the first pitch popped up to the right side here. Grant, right on the foul line, makes the catch. So Nicholson steps in and pops out to first for out number 2. So kind of a bizarre inning that has led to another run here for Jackson Heights. And now runner at first, 2 down for Rash. She takes a fastball knee high, called strike number 1. Becker has struck out 4, and Rash, one of those strikeout victims, her first time up. And 0-1, a late swing and a miss there, and quickly Rash behind at 0-2. Well, the bottom three in this Jackson Heights order, 7, 8, 9, are all freshmen. Decker trying to get out of it with minimal damage done. Swing and a miss, and down goes Rash. And that ends the inning, but a productive inning for Jackson Heights. An RBI single by Anderson, and the Cobras have a 3-0 lead. We go to the fifth inning of play, back after a timeout here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, one run added by Jackson Heights in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead Horton 3-0 here on KNZA. First of two matchups here in Valley Falls, the in-season tournament that they are hosting. We're broadcasting both of the day one games here for you. Host Dragons and Atchison County Tigers in the second game up. Once this game concludes, about 20, 25 minutes. And then that second game will get underway. But a 3-0 Jackson Heights lead as we go to the fifth inning of play. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, B-Tad with you. 8-9-1 in the Horton order, starting with the freshman catcher, Chloe Bunk. Cochran has struck out 10 batters in this game. And the first pitch of the top of the fifth is outside for ball one. Chloe, a strikeout victim, her first time up. And the 1-0 here is a swing and a miss for strike number one. It is a beautiful day, as we have mentioned throughout. This one fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. So Chloe Bunk will be followed by Elena Switch and then Cheyenne Hutchinson here in the away fifth inning for the Chargers. The Cobras right now a 3-0 lead. They scored two in the first and one in the fourth. But both teams pretty much stymied by the pitching here today. And now another one lifted foul. And it stays one ball and two strikes. The Chargers just one hit so far through four innings, and they have left four on base. Another strikeout chance here for Cochran. She gets it. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and down goes Bunk. 11, count them. Strikeouts now for Layla Cochran, and now number nine in the order, Elena Switch. Grounded out to third in her first at-bat. Cobras 3, Chargers nothing. Top 5. First pitch to Switch. Didn't mean to do that, but worked out that way. Is fouled away for strike number 1. Cochran's next pitch will be number 60 of the outing. She threw a lot of pitches in the second inning, but she has really been good. Efficient with that number. No balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. Popped up and foul. And Switch quickly now behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Now the lone hit for Horton's offense back in the third. It was a single by Hutchinson, who is due up next. Another strikeout chance. 0-2, swing and a miss. In the outside corner and down goes Switch. back-to-back strikeouts here in the fifth. Count them, 12 now for Cochran. As we mentioned, Hutchinson back to the top of the order, the lone hit for the Charger offense. Also has a strikeout in the game. She is 1-for-2. Base is empty, 2 down here in the top of the fifth. Cobras a 3-0 lead. First pitch runs inside, missing for ball number one. There was one substitution made by Jackson Heights during that transition from the bottom of the fourth to the top of the fifth. Josie Jaeger taking the spot of Rash out in left field. Here's a 1-0 by Cochran. This one lifted high in the air. It's going to be playable on the dirt, and it's going to be the second baseman, Mulroy, behind the circle to make the catch to retire the side. So another clean inning for Cochran, and the Cobras hold on to that 3-0 lead as we go to the home fifth here on KNCA.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Recover closer to home with the swing bed program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we continue on here this afternoon in Valley Falls. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Salmon with you on KNCA. Once again, we bring you coverage of in-season tournaments for Valley Falls softball. Not a ton of offense, but a 3-0 Cobras lead as Bobby Becker back inside the circle. She has been solid. She's only given up two hits, or correction, just one hit to this Cobras offense. Getting the 2 runs scored in the first. No hits were recorded in that frame. Here's Layla Cochran, who steps back in. She has been dandy inside the circle as well for the Cobras. And the 1-0 pitch is outside, so quickly 2 balls and no strikes. That was the 60th pitch for Becker here today. So, again, both pitchers have been very, very good. But right now, the Cobras have been able to take care a little bit better on the scoreboard. That 3-0 lead. Next pitch is high. 3 balls, no strikes. So the top of the order here for Jackson Heights, Cochran, Bacon, and Bosley. And Cochran has reached in both of her at-bats via the walk. Bats on the left side, has the advantage at 3-0, and it's a 4-pitch walk to begin the bottom of the fifth. So 3 at-bats, 3 walks drawn by Layla Cochran. And now that brings up Maddie Bacon, who is 0-for-2 with a fly out to right and a line out to right. That second at-bat, she put good barrel on the ball, but it was played well by Smith in right field. Shows bunt, didn't pull back in time, so it's called strike number one. Bottom five here in Valley Falls. Cobras clinging to a 3-0 lead. Both pitchers been very good across the board. Becker as well. Here's a ground ball left side and into left field for a base hit. A sharp grounder by Bacon, and now the Cobras have a little something brewing here with 2 on and nobody out. That brings up Bosley. Reached on an error in the first inning and scored, and also a strikeout in her second at-bat. But now Cochran at second, Bacon at first. Nobody down here in the home fifth. Cobra's trying to add some insurance here. And the first pitch to Bosley, a little bit high for ball one. Big opportunity here for Jackson Heights to extend on this lead. Next pitch runs inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Or correction, 2-0. Beg your pardon. Becker's worked out of a couple jams here today. He's going to have to do it again here in the home fifth. Becker's next pitch just missed outside, 3-0. A big pitch coming up. The cleanup spot, Jennifer Mellies, awaiting patiently inside the on-deck circle. A 3-0 by Becker is a swing and a grounder. Tag at third for one, and the throw to first is late. And they're going to get the lead run until Bacon goes first to third. So they get the lead run at Cochran at third base on a ground ball right on the bag at third. Wilson played it well, and then the throw to first was not in time. So now they're at the corners with one out. Interesting decision on 3-0. Now Mellies with one out at the corners, and she pops this one up and out of play for strike number one. Oh, 3-0 Jackson Heights, batting in the bottom of the fifth. Bacon the runner at third, and Bosley the runner at first. Becker's 0-1, a swing and a miss for strike two, and in the process there, Bosley stealing second base without a throw. So now second and third with one out. But the count 0-2 here on Mellies. He's 0-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. But that ground out did produce the first run of the game. Now she laced it up the middle, and a base hit. Could score two. One run is in, and the second will score as well. So on an 0-2 pitch, Mellies has driven in three runs today, and it's a 5-0 Jackson Heights lead. Bacon and Bosley both scoring on that sharp single to center. Now Mellies at first base, and here's Gracie Kalsert, who takes one outside for ball one. That's from the left side, so Cobra's trying to blow it open here. Next one in the dirt, showing bump, pulling back. It kicked away, and Mellies takes second without a throw. So right now, two in the first, one in the fourth, and now two here in the fifth for Jackson Heights. Their lead is 5-0. Runner at second, one out. And that one gets away, and that allows Mellies to take third. So a couple of wild pitches, and quickly Mellies from first to third. And the count right now, 3-0 here on Kalsert. Here's the pitch by Becker. It is high, ball four. So that'll bring up McKinley Mulroy, and now we'll get a meeting inside the circle. Little stoppage of play. Try to settle things down. When Cochran had battled through some jams here in the first few innings, and so far right now, unable to get out of this jam with one out and runners at the corners. The big blow was the two RBI hits by Jennifer Mellies, who was over at third base, and right now at first it's Kalsert, who just drew a walk. A little stoppage in the action here. Again, our second game will be Valley Falls and Atchison County. Dragons are 6-4. Atchison County still looking for win number one. And the four teams will play four games tomorrow, so everybody's going to play everybody in this in-season tournament. So here's McKinley Mulroy. A walk, a stolen base, and a run scored in her last at-bat. Back in the first, she popped out to third. They're at the corners. First pitch swinging, pops it high in the air. Right side on the line and up to make the catch is Grant at first for a big out number two. So now it's up to Nevaeh Anderson, freshman center fielder who had an RBI single, brought in the lone run in the fourth. Now two outs here for Becker if she can get out of it. First pitch low for ball one. And taking second is Kalsert without a throw. This will be pitch number 77 for Becker. And it's high. Two balls, no strikes. Two runs have scored here in the inning on a two RBI single by Mellies, who right now stands at third base. Basic could add two more. Next pitch low and inside for ball three. Marley Nicholson is on deck. It took a little bit for the Cobras to get going, but adding to this lead in the late portions. There's a swing and a miss. Hi, Anderson. Now three balls and one strike. Still a hitter-friendly count here. Here's Becker's 3-1. It is high, ball four. So now the bases are loaded for the freshman, Nicholson. She is 0 for 2, a ground out, and a pop out. Big chance to blow the game open here, and she swings and misses through a high fastball, and it's no balls, one strike. You know, if the Chargers want to stay in it, they got to get out of it now. Bases loaded, fouled away. Right now, the advantage for Becker inside the circle at no balls and two strikes. Becker has struck out five today, just threw her 80th pitch. Pitch 81, a big one, though. Here it is. Swing and a miss, and it drops, but no one can advance, so that's going to end the inning. So a monstrous strikeout for Becker, and she limits the damage to just two runs. But the Cobras add to their lead. We have played five, and it's a 5-0 Jackson Heights lead here on KNZA.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
When you think about your farming operation, we hope you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of two games here today in Valley Falls, Jackson Heights. Two runs in the bottom of the fifth on just, or I should say not on just, but two runs, two hits. They left three. Bobby Becker gets out of a bases loaded jam, but the Cobras, again, adding to their lead against the Chargers, 5-0 as we go to the sixth inning here in Valley Falls today. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. Layla Cochran back inside the circle. She has struck out 12 Chargers today and has allowed only two walks. So she has been very, very good. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Layla Pamami steps in, and the first pitch a little bit low for ball one. And the sixth inning is underway. The Charger offense averaging just four runs a game, and they have been held in check here today. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Pamami did reach on a fielder's choice in her last at-bat, and she struck out swinging in the first. One ball, one strike. Base is empty, nobody out. Next pitch is fouled away, and it's 1-2. Now, Cochran's been efficient. That was her 65th pitch of the game. One ball, two strikes. Another strikeout opportunity here. Here it is. And a little check swing. Slow roller left side. Melly Field fires. Not in time. An infield hit. So Pamami racing down the line. And the Chargers get a leadoff base runner here to begin the sixth. That's the second hit of the afternoon for the Chargers. So here's Bobby Becker, 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Runner at first, nobody out. First pitch swinging and missing for strike number one. Pamami at first after the leadoff infield single. An A slight breeze, not much though. The 0-1, now a throw, out at first. They pick off the runner after the pitch. What a throw by Kalter down to Bacon. The pitch was a called strike, so it's 0-2 on Becker and Pamami after the leadoff single is picked off for out number one. And now Becker, base is empty in an 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes Becker. Well, after the Chargers looked like they were going to try to put something together just like that. Two up, two down. And 13, count them, strikeouts now for Layla Cochran. Now two down for JoJo Switch. Walked in the second, struck out in the third. And she hits this well. Deep right center field, backing up at the fence, and it bounces in front of the fence. And Switch with extra bases. And a two-out double. The hardest struck ball today by the Chargers, and Switch a two-out double. Well, now you look at the pickoff move to first, or the throw down to first by Kalser that picked off Pamami just a moment ago, and that could have saved a run for the Cobras on the defensive side. Two outs, runner at second. And the first pitch here to Allie Wilson is taken for called strike number one. Five nothing, Jackson Heights here in the top of the sixth. Cochran's next delivery, called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Switch at second base after a two-out double. Well, Wilson down in the count here, 0-2. And the pitch just missed on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Good eye there by Allie Wilson. Fairly young roster this Charger lineup is today. Three sophomores at the top and a single senior except for Grant, who is the flex and playing on the defensive side. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-2. So Wilson has battled back to an even count. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second is Switch. Here in the top of the sixth inning. But Cochran's next delivery is fouled away. So we stay 2-2 with two outs and one on. 5-0, the Jackson Heights lead. So Wilson walked in her first at bat, struck out, and her second AB in the fourth. So 0-for-1 today. Big 2-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Wilson swinging. So after a leadoff single and a two-out double, Cochran able to keep the Chargers off the board. So she faces just four in that inning and now has 14 strikeouts. We head to the home six. Jackson Heights a 5-0 lead here on KMTA.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First to two softball matchups here on KNZA. Jackson Heights a 5-0 lead over the Horton Chargers here in Valley Falls this afternoon. They get potentially one more at bat. Chargers would have to put a rally together in the seventh, but we're in the bottom of the sixth. And we'll see a pitch hitter here for Jackson Heights. It'll be Josie Jaeger. Pitch hitting for Alexa Rash, who was 0-for-2 today with a couple of strikeouts. Bobby Becker inside the circle, back to it here in the six. So it'll be Jaeger, Cochran, and Bacon. Becker struck out six today. And a swing and a miss by Jaeger for strike number one. Pitch number 81 of the afternoon for Becker. As the bottom of the sixth is underway. Next pitch. Low and inside. One ball, one strike. Huron Jaeger, pitch hitting for Rash. Number nine spot in the order. Cobra's looking for any insurance here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's a ground ball, right side, right to Grant. Fields it well and unassisted for out number one. So back to the top of the order. Here's Layla Cochran, who has walked in all three of her at-bats today. Scored one run in the first. Jackson Heights, again, they scored two in the first, one in the fourth, and two in the fifth. And the first pitch missing away for ball number one. Well, it has been a very productive day on both sides of the ball for Layla Cochran. Next pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. Cochran bats from the left side. Here's a 2-0 by Becker. Little up and a little bit out. Three balls and no strikes. Now Cochran again, three at-bats, three walks. And now in her fourth at-bat, she sits here at 3-0. Here's the pitch. And it's a four-pitch walk. What? An eye today for Layla Cochran. Four plate appearances, four walks drawn. She is at first base with one out for Maddie Bacon. Bacon one for three, a single and a run scored. And her last at bat in the fifth, first pitch missing outside here, 1-0. She flew out to right in the first and lined out to right in the third. 5-0, Jackson Heights leading here today. Here's a 1-0. That one is in there for a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Becker approaching 90 pitches in her outing here today. Again, just a couple of innings have gotten away from her. Outside of that, she has been solid. Next pitch high, well over the outstretched arms of the catcher and bunk, and the wild pitch allows Cochran to go to second. Count now on Bacon, two balls, one strike. Base hit could add a run here. Trying to add some insurance here in the late innings. So it's popped in the air, shallow right side of the infield, and Grant, the first baseman, makes the catch for the out. So out number two, Cochran still at second base, and now it's up to Taylor Bosley, who has scored two runs today. She has reached on an error, has also reached on a fielder's choice, also has a stolen base and a strikeout. First pitch by Becker is a little bit high for ball one. The runner at second is Cochran, two down. Bottom six, Cobras five, Chargers nothing. This one is hit well, out into left field for a base hit. Fielded by Pomami, the throw in, cut off, and the run scores from second, and now the throw gets away, and going first to third is going to be Bosley. So it'll be an RBI. And then a throwing error allows her to go first to third. And now the Cobras add to it. Now 6-0 their lead. And here's Mellies, and that pitch is high. And getting on it quickly is Chloe Bunk, the catcher, to keep Bosley down at third. One ball, no strikes here on Mellies. She is one for three with a single and two RBIs. Drove in the two runs in the fifth, and now she laced this one back up the middle for another base knock. She has driven in four here today. And it's now 7-0 at Jackson Heights. That'll bring up Kausert, the catcher, who has also reached in all three of her at-bats, one including a double, and There's a pitch taken for a ball and a throw to second. Well, late. Mellies with a stolen base. Mellies at second, two down. 7-0 the lead, and there's a swing and a miss by Kouser, and it's now one ball, one strike. So back-to-back productive at-bats by Bosley and Mellies, driving in two more runs, extending this lead out to 7-0. Next pitch a little bit outside. Here's the throw to third, and it's not in time. And another stolen base for Mellies. So she's up to third base, and the count is 2-1 here on Kouser. Stoppage of play by the infield umpire. Checking out third base. We are cleared to go. Becker just trying to get the final out here in the bottom of the sixth. There's a check swing, and the pitch is high, and it's now 3-1. Now Becker approaching 100 pitches here today. Late innings, Cobras have taken advantage. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch on the outside corner. Kouser swung right through it, and it's now 3-2. Bobby Becker, pitch number 99. Can she get it for the out here? And it's high, ball four. Kouser wanted to swing. She held off, and the inning continues. So they're at the corners for Mulroy. She walked and scored in the fourth. She also has a couple of pop-outs, trying to add to this lead. First pitch by Becker, number 100, is outside for ball one. And Kouser takes second base without a throw. Here's the 1-0. It is high. Two balls and no strikes. Here on McKinley Mulroy. One of two seniors in this 1-9 lineup here today for Jackson Heights. The 2-0. Low and in the dirt. Ball three. Now, Horton just trying to get out of it. We are past 100 pitches for Becker, so the wear and tear certainly settling in. And that pitch is high, ball four. And a time called here by the Chargers. We'll take a meeting inside the circle. Let's see if Becker's day might be done. It is. So we will step aside as Chargers try to get the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And we'll go ahead, step aside, let you know who's inside the circle. As Cobras are adding to it. They lead it 7-0 here on KNZA.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Mikel Grant is the new pitcher here for the Chargers, taking the spot of Bobby Becker, who went 5 2/3. Did have 9 walks today, gave up 5 hits, 7 runs on the board with the bases loaded here for Jackson Heights. Becker now defensively at third, and Wilson now playing first. And the first pitch here to Anderson, missing the zone for ball number one. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So again, Grant, the new pitcher, just trying to get the final out here in the sixth. Cobras have added to it. They lead it 7-0. And a foul tip there, and it's 1-2. Anderson's had a good day, a single and an RBI in the fourth, and a walk in the fifth. Also has struck out today. One ball, two strikes. Grant, the new pitcher, trying to get out of this inning. No more harm done. Here's the pitch. And a check swing and a called strike three. The bat went around, and Grant comes in and does the job for the strikeout there. But the Cobras, again, add two more. Chargers have one final chance. We go to the seventh, and the Cobras have a 7-0 lead.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In our first of two softball games today, it's down to the seventh inning and a final opportunity here for the Horton Chargers as Layla Cochran will try to finish off a complete game shutout here. She has been dynamite. 14 strikeouts, just two walks, and two more runs for the Cobras added in that last half inning. So, again, their lead 7-0 as Kirsten Smith is going to lead things off here in the top of the seventh. She is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Haley Bunk and Chloe Bunk will follow here in the inning. Cobras looking for win number four. It's about the halfway point here of the regular season. This in-season tournament here hosted by Valley Falls. Valley Falls and ACCHS will be the second game. About 20 or so minutes after this one concludes. And Cochran's first pitch is a swing and a miss to Smith for strike number one. And the pitch. Beautifully placed on the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. Pitch number 75 to Kirsten Smith. It has been an efficient afternoon. Both sides of the ball for Cochran. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side, just barely foul. So still no balls, two strikes. Just three hits today for the Charger offense. Two of those in the last half inning, or the last inning, I should say. No balls, two strikes. Pitch by Cochran, high and away, ball one. Now we've mentioned it, 14 strikeouts today for Cochran. Trying to wrap this one up for her team. They have a 7-0 lead in the top of the seventh. Next pitch in the dirt. Kalsert blocks it. And we're evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Jackson Heights trying to get their fourth win of the year. Here is a 2-2. Swing and a miss. And Smith down swinging. Out number one here in the seventh. Strikeout number 15 for Cochran. That brings up Haley Bunk, junior second baseman, 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Base is empty, one down, top seven. Cobras 7, Chargers nothing. Bunk steps in from the right side and fouls this one away to make it 0-1. And the Cobras got two in the first, one in the fourth, and then two in the fifth, and two in the sixth. No balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. The pitch, outside, just a touch out there. One ball, one strike. 80th pitch right there by Cochran. Looks at the band. Junior Haley Bunk in there from the right side. 1-1. That one clips the zone on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Atchison County, Valley Falls will be the next game up. About 20 minutes or so after this one concludes, we'll have it for you. And an off-speed pitch, inside corner looking, called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the seventh, 16 of them for Layla Cochran. Now it's up to the freshman, Chloe Bunk. What an afternoon it's been for Layla Cochran inside the circle. Chargers down to their final out. This could be it. Ground ball fielded by Mellies on a hop to first in time, and that retires the side and ends the game. A seven-inning shutout performance, three hits and 16 strikeouts. What a day for Cochran. 7-0, the final score. Jackson Heights wins it. We'll wrap it up when we come back on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner. Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meat of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now the first of two games here today on KNZA. Game one, it's in the books. A shutout victory for Jackson Heights. They defeat the Horton Chargers 7-0 here in Valley Falls this afternoon. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Wrapping this one up, we're going to have about 20 or so minutes, and then we'll have our second game of the double dip with the host Dragons in Atchison County. So we got that coming up here in just a little bit. But just the highlight here for today, again, Jackson Heights, they scored two runs in the first. They did not have a hit in that first inning. They actually didn't get their first hit till the fourth. And they got two runs in the first on an error and then an RBI ground out by Jennifer Mellies. They would add one in the fourth on an RBI single by Nevaeh Anderson. And then they would really kind of blow it open in the late innings, two runs, two hits in that fifth inning, and then two runs, two hits in the sixth. Mellies, 2-for-4 today, four RBIs. Mentioned Anderson, she was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Bosley, a 1-for-3 afternoon and an RBI, couple of runs scored. And on the story inside the circle was Layla Cochran, the three-hit shutout, 82 pitches, 16 strikeouts, gave up just two walks, the three hits, and no runs allowed. And then at the plate, Cochran did not register an at-bat. She walked in all four of her plate appearances and scored a couple of runs as well. So efficient across the board as Jackson Heights gets their fourth win of the season. They're now 4-5. The Chargers dropping to 2-9 with the loss here today. So again, Jackson Heights a winner here, 7-0 the final score. We're going to send it back to the studio and get you set for game two in about 20 minutes. We've got Valley Falls and Atchison County coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.